You moron, or I'll sell you to a corporate radio station no less than you deserve. Let's see what's in this particular vault. I fear it may be something too horrible to listen to. Oh, mother in heaven!
Senator, we really appreciate you breaking ranks and supporting our fuel efficiency bill.
Well, I'm glad to do what I can, though I realize it's only a small step in the fight against global warming. Naturally, my party won't be pleased.
You're a brave man, Senator.
Why, thank you. You know, I've been thinking it over, and I've decided I want to do more than just vote for this bill. I'd like to be a co-sponsor.
Well, Senator, that's quite a surprise.
Thank you so much, sir.
You're quite welcome. Where can I sign on?
I have a copy of the bill right here.
Oh.
Are you all right, sir?
Well, it's just a paper cut. Oh my.
Senator, what's wrong?
Oh my.
Oh my God.
Help! Somebody get some help! He's dying!
EMS!
What's
the number's 911?
He's dead.
That's impossible. A man can't die of a paper cut.
This was no ordinary paper cut. Look.
The wound is in the shape of an N.
That's right. There's only one man devious enough to commit murder with a sheet of 40% post-consumer recycled. This is obviously the work of...
Is there anything I can order for you?
Oh, no. Thank you.
Just the Merlot, then, and liver pate. I see you a lot at night, looking out at the city from your balcony. I don't actually watch you, you know, but I've noticed. You're always dressed so well, elegantly. And I guess, you know, not many people use a cigarette holder these days. If you don't mind me saying so, I couldn't help noticing your striking profile against the moon. When was it? Last Thursday.
There's a certain restlessness about you. Is there a demon that has to be exorcised? Or an angel that has to get out? I should be able to read you well.
Is it your wife who works in the garden late at night?
Girlfriend. Thank you. She's my girlfriend, Augustina. She has an odd schedule. We both do. It's the only time she can... Does she disturb you?
Oh, no, she has such regal, aquiline features. They're dominant in the moonlight.
Or the streetlight, you mean. Do you, like, watch her working in the garden at night?
I noticed her from my balcony. The odd ashen light from that... What is that she uses?
I'm a little ill at ease with her.
Yes. Do you watch me
looking? I don't really know what she...
Interest you?
Why did she suggest we come to this place?
I've seen you at your balcony.
It's just pheromones or something.
And once while riding my bike,
she's got some kind of pull or something.
I was coming home from work near dawn. There was just a little pink light in the sky. You were moving across the grass so gracefully. It was, you know, like you were gliding, not walking. You were dressed in a flawlessly beautiful violet gown. A delicate jeweled necklace glinted in the park lights, and a small flowing scarf quivered in the breeze behind you.
What does a noble creature like Augustina? Augustina, a powerful and unique descendant of a cultured race. What does she see in you, Quentin? Don't you want to make yourself more appealing to her? Don't you want to become a greater creature than your potential? Don't you want to rise yourself above yourself? It's a vernacular you can understand, dear sweet hormonal doe-eyed boy. You should want to serve such a noble creature. She has the blood of kings in her veins. I can sense it. I can hear it. I can hear its lonely tune, Quentin.
I don't know what I'm doing here. I'll bet she's great. And of course I think no one would ever find out. Tina has a sixth sense about that kind of shit. I don't know. But
I've lost the thrill of sport. The victory has no taste anymore. How tiring to find I'm a slave to my own.
Do you remember wearing?
Are you a romantic, Mr.
Quentin? Quentin Morgan.
A worker name? A farmhand? A factory man or an innkeeper or a day laborer? You want me, don't you, boy?
Allow me, Lena von Rauschenberger.
Von Rausch? That sounds, I don't know, old world or something, doesn't it?
There's royal blood running through my veins. My family is a very old one. Proud, determined. In our day, we shaped the course of the known world. We had power, political control.
You want to find your hands all over me?
We reigned with dignity, grace, without sentimental pity. And now,
you want my cold breath to pour like the mist of dry ice across your skin and ease through the crevices as if I'm enveloping you in my essence.
Now?
Now I exchange paltry goods from this kind of place like a common American capitalist. But what of you,
I'll take
Quentin?
You across onyx seas, transport you through the history of Blood Boy, through the history of royal lines and ancient palaces, through the marbled walled rooms of physical pleasure, through the touch and moans of time, through the songs of ancient demons, and the garbled warblings that pour from pleasured ethereal nymphs. There are realms of feeling that can barely be contained in this world, boy, and the vibrations of their spiritual commingling will tear a seam in the illusion of this world that will never heal.
It seems you two don't keep the same hours.
We might be together, Lena, but we're still individuals.
The folds of a dark sheet are being pulled away, boy.
What I think is that each person must live their own life. Don't you?
Don't you believe in destiny, Quentin? Don't you think that for scientific reasons rather than religious ones, there are destinies ordained by molecular and temporal constraints? And mathematics that are far more defined than chance. Do you think there's a choice for humans? Do you think standing here with me on this night, there's a choice? Even now?
Destiny.
We can always choose.
Mine was set thousands of years ago, Quentin.
Can we have two more?
Yours was decided then too, long before you were ever born. You want me, Quentin?
We can talk about fate and irony all night.
I can touch you with my presence
from here.
But
we still make decisions. It's like, we help fate.
Can you feel the tingling of your senses coming alive? Can you feel my elegant, lethal touch? You never dreamed large, boy. You never will, but for just a fragment in your life, you will touch the end and the beginning of time.
Don't you feel the moments passing through time's metered sieve in the slow, agonizing rhythm?
I'm already coursing through you, Quentin. Do you want to know? I want to take you. Don't you think they should?
Do you want me, Quentin? Do you want me?
Look, Miss Von Rauschenberger, you are very attractive. I'm entranced, really. I've never seen you around the apartments when I haven't been, well, you know, just kind of struck by you. Honestly, I could barely take my eyes off you. But if by something more you mean what I think you mean...
My shadow is already slipping through space, entwining itself around your soul, boy, and finding its way into your heart.
When shall I meet her?
She will know of my power when she sees you.
I know. We'll have a midnight banquet. Allow me. Kindly inform Augustina that I will cater a midnight dinner in her garden. All essentials supplied. We'll say next Thursday night.
She will sense me, as she has already.
Banquet table. Fine china settings arranged on my family linen. Silver candelabra from the Borgias and a 7-course meal. All in my care. We'll set a midnight table in the garden among Augustina's roses and vegetables.
Gods,
at the end of their time, one of the approaching
Quentin. It will let me show you.
An homage to Fellini.
Come to me, Quentin.
La dolce vita.
I know.
And let me show you morbid, sensual dreams.
Your job is to simply arrive, you and Augustina. I will arrange the rest. Midnight it is. Quentin. Thursday. It's decided. Ciao.
Whoa, and with that, she vanished. Excuse me, miss.
Me,
can I have the check, please?
Morbid, sensual dreams.
What is it, Schlitzenstein?
I have the absentee ballots you requested. How should I fill them out?
For Schwarzenegger, what did I tell you?
I thought you wanted Ariana.
I do, but not for governor.
Ow!
Besides, only Arnold can effectively terminate the government of the most populous state in the Union. Once California disintegrates into chaos, the rest of the United States will be close behind. Prepare the nine bolt, Schlittenstein. We have just 1 year to get W reelected. Then the stage will be set for the 1,000-year reign of... From
irritating hum of my computer obscures sounds of nature that I might not even have heard 3 months ago. I can almost sense soft, cool droplets of rain rolling off the leaves and rivulets along the stucco of my house, but the fan din clutters the purity of those sounds. Parts of the myths and legends are true. I can almost hear high tree branches creaking. The components of my experience, many of them, were familiar to me. The pace may not be what one expects, based on legend, but only afterward did it occur to me that I was allowed time to process the information.
Good morning, Mr. Kennedy. You're running a little late this morning. They're all waiting. Are you okay? Should I...
Yes, Jocelyn, I'm fine. A little... Well, perhaps tired. Call me Gray, will you? I've told you before, we're colleagues. I could easily be working for you. Unless you want me to start calling you Ms. Hartley, the way all the other execs do.
No, Gray. That's fine. I'll just get the paperwork and meet you in the Columbia room. They've been here about 10... Your arm doesn't appear to be healing well.
It's coming along.
Shall I send for Dr. Spanner?
No, no. It was a bad wound to begin with. No need to fuss. Let's go. Breathing and the rustle of clothes seemed to echo loudly in my ears, and the way people pounded on the rug when they walked, I could hear and sense them all around me, both seen and behind doors, hearts beating, blood pounding, bones creaking. Coupled with the sounds of the city and machines in our office, I felt in those early weeks that I could have been driven mad with the endless stream of noise. What was it George Eliot said? If we had a keen vision and feeling of all ordinary human life, it would be like hearing grass grow and squirrels' heartbeat, and we should die of that roar which lies on the other side of silence. Morning, people. Sorry to keep you waiting. Seems I couldn't stop running during my morning jog. Thank you, Jocelyn.
Don't forget you have an appointment at 11:30, Gray.
Yes, yes, I remember. You weren't leaving, were you? We may need your voice here. My memory, too, had improved. All my senses seemed enlarged, heightened in a way I'd never experienced. But the past seemed to be an ever-increasing mystery to me. Shortly before college, I fell deeply in love with a woman, my intellectual superior, a charming, gleaming breeze of a soul. We dated briefly before her father threw me out on my ass. Well, he should have, too, in those days. But through all my marriages and affairs, I've never loved anyone as much as that woman, Andrea. And today, this morning, drinking coffee and staring out across the stream behind my house, I couldn't conjure her face in front of me. I almost couldn't remember her name or what she was like. Visual memory, visual acuity is becoming more powerful than before. There's something more, too. During a meeting last month, I began to feel a certain move in my thinking toward a socialist approach in our board and the way we organized our meetings. I had what my father would call Bolshevik urges, and I began to dismiss the hierarchy in our group. They noticed it too and became quite appalled, but I had the current wave of power. Everything in my demeanor showed them clearly. They let me reorganize certain ways we communicated, specifically ways we ran the company. Frankly, I think they were pleased at the decrease in competition, all except for that little shit Billingsden. He's been after my job since we let him in the front door. His conceit and self-serving aggression would have destroyed the trust among us. Hell, he was already trying to pit them against me. So, you see, that's why I had to kill him last night. Made sense. It was for the good of the group, for the integrity of the members. I used all my instincts to satisfy political ends, the politics of our group. He was the weak link. There never can be any break in the group, you see. No one or another of us can be stronger or weaker than the other, or the whole pack of us will perish. I'm not just talking about the company or the business world. I think this is how we must survive. The future of our species depends on the integrity of small packs that stay together no matter what. Of course, there will be power struggles within any group, but I'm speaking generally, and in relationships too. Humanity needs to learn the simplicity of egalitarian living. Yes? Weren't we done? Was there something more?
No, not really. I'll get Brad to type this up for you, and I'll get on that other thing. Well, yes, there was one thing.
Go ahead, Jocelyn. I'm long-eared. I sensed there was something you wanted to say.
It's just that in these last months, while working on the new proposal, I've come to discover that you were one of the finest human beings I've ever been connected with, and that discovering the otherwise hidden parts of your personality have been a great source of pleasure for me, and that I've gained a great respect for how you run your section of the company.
Come now, Jocelyn. I'm no more or less egotistical and controlling than any of the others. Calderon, for example, and I think it's just that we work well together, that's all, and we respect each other well. Perhaps it's more than that. We have a certain like-mindedness that can't be quantified. We enjoy companionship. You would find the same working with Calderon.
You can hardly compare yourself to Calderon. He's never had an original idea in his life. He lives on his ego. It decides everything he does, and it helps him devour everything in his path. You, though, are
sensational. In fact, there had been something between us, Jocelyn. Unspoken still, even after that night. my penultimate night, I felt something for you, and I knew with even greater sensation than any lover you've ever had that you felt something in return. For me, it was not politics, but instinct, as pure and unpolluted as that felt by the most noble creatures on the planet.
There's been something different about you lately, Gray. I'm here, you know, if you need anything.
I've had your scent in my nostrils these last few months, in a corner of my psyche tucked away from those fetid odors of them in the office, supposedly covered up by their colognes. I kept your scent hidden so the stench of the city wouldn't destroy it. In my heart and head, your song still hidden at a late night in my home. I'm sending this to you as an MP3 file. I hope you have enough memory on your CPU to control.
That was a terrific dinner, honey.
Thank you, dear. A special man like you deserves a special treat every now and then.
How can I ever repay you?
Well, you could give me a special treat.
You're the master chef, not me.
I'm not asking you to cook for me. At least, not in the kitchen, darling.
Not hungry anymore?
Not for food.
No.
Not at all. But I'm starving for you, baby.
Mmm. Bon appetit.
Oh, yeah.
Mmm. You can have seconds, too.
Who could that be?
Whoops.
Funny. I don't think we know anyone by that name.
It's my brother.
Your brother?
Yeah, I invited him over.
You what?
I forgot. I'm sorry.
Can't we have a quiet evening alone for once? Go away!
Shh! I'm sorry. I tried to blow him off, but he insisted.
But why tonight? It's not like he doesn't have a ton of time on his hands.
He said it had to be tonight because, and I know this is going to be a shock, he got a job.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Doing what?
Some kind of door-to-door sales thing. He starts tomorrow, and he wanted to try out his routine on someone he knew.
What about your parents?
He said that was no good because no matter what he did, Mom would say he was terrific and Dad would tell him how bad he screwed it up. Please, honey? I promise, we'll give him 20 minutes and he's out of here, okay?
I'm watching the clock.
Thanks. I owe you.
You sure do.
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro. How's it hanging, dude? Thanks for having me. How's the old lady doing?
Get out of my house.
Honey!
Whoa, was it something I said?
Absolutely. If we were an actual sales prospect, would you slink in saying, "Hey, ho, here's the old lady"? Get out of my house and get a job you're actually suited for, like porn peddler.
Come on, give him a chance.
Forget it.
Hey, man, she's right. I was being unprofessional. I'm sorry. Check this shit out. Good evening, Mr. Tucker. How are you doing? My name is Jerry Steele.
Steele?
Work with me, would ya? I'm an agent of Liberty Corp, the company that keeps you free.
Well, pleased to meet you, Mr. Steele.
Please, call me Jerry.
Jerry, this is my wife, Norma.
Hello.
Norma, it's a pleasure to
Don't even try to kiss the hand, sleazeball.
Right. Now, Mr. Tucker, may I call you Ron?
Sure.
Ron, Norma, I'd like to thank you for allowing me into your home this evening to talk to you on behalf of Liberty Corp about some issues that are very important to you and your family.
We don't have a family.
Work with me, please. I'm here to talk to you about your freedom. I take it you both treasure your personal liberties?
Sure.
Naturally.
Who do you believe is responsible for safeguarding the liberties you hold dear?
Well, there's the Constitution.
Yeah, the Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, with all due respect, Norma and Ron, do you believe a 200-plus-year-old piece of paper sitting in a museum somewhere is going to stop anyone who wants to violate your rights?
It's not in a museum, Jer, Mr. Steele.
It's the basis of our government.
Ding, ding, ding. That's the answer I was looking for, Norma. It's the government that's responsible for protecting your freedoms. Well done. And the government does that. How?
Well, lots of ways. The police, courts.
Schools, social service agencies.
All that stuff.
Which are funded by?
Taxes.
Precisely. Now let's say you don't believe the government is doing a very good job, or just for the sake of argument, a terrible job of protecting your freedom, okay? What do you do then?
I don't know. Call the ACLU?
Move to Canada?
Perhaps. But in either case, you'd still be entrusting your freedoms to a government bureaucracy with what can best be described as monopoly powers over your precious liberties. Am I right?
I suppose so.
For the sake of argument, I'll agree.
Now, why should that be? I ask you, we live in a free market society where we enjoy freedom of choice in so many areas of our lives. If we don't like our doctor, we can go to another one. If we don't like our neighbors, we can move to another house. If Big Macs give us indigestion, we can have a Whopper. If Nikes give us blisters, we can buy Adidas. Correct? Correct?
Sure.
So wouldn't your liberties be better served by ending the government monopoly and bringing them into free market?
I take it we're supposed to say yes here.
That's correct, Norma. I'm here tonight to tell you and your family about the benefits of investing in a Liberty Corp. Liberty Plan, because as we at Liberty Corp. like to say, freedom is not free. Now, it just so happens that I've brought along a brochure for each of you detailing all the excellent Liberty plans Liberty Corp has to offer. Here you are.
Nice logo.
Very Ayn Rand Nouveau.
Thanks. On page 3, you'll find information on our first plan, what we like to call the John Wayne option.
It's a bunch of guns.
That's right. As Chairman Mao used to say, freedom comes out of the barrel of a gun. Wouldn't you think twice about trampling on someone's freedoms if they had, say, a 44 Magnum or a 30-06 or a howitzer?
A howitzer?
Yep, your choice. Just $9.99 a month.
What if your alleged freedom tramplers are a better shot than you are?
Well, Norma, the John Wayne option also includes the Duke's Bullseye Trigger Training Program, guaranteed to make a sharpshooter out of anyone.
What does your company offer for those of us who don't want to live in the Wild West?
Well, if you'd like an additional protection beyond the basic option, there's the second level Liberty Corp. Liberty Plan, the Hoover Bill.
Named after Herbert or J. Edgar?
Both. For an additional $19.99 per month, Liberty Corp. guarantees you and members of your family a trial by jury made up of fellow Liberty Corp. customers in your community. In times of war or peace, you and your family will never be required to house soldiers of the Liberty Corp Liberty Army in your home.
The what?
Liberty Corp has an army?
Of course, of course. If you can't count on the government to protect your freedom, do you really expect it to defend you from foreign invaders?
For the sake of playing nice, I'll say no.
I thought you would. I should also inform you that the Hooverville customers are protected and served by the Liberty Corp Liberty Force, which is rigorously trained and fully equipped to keep your home and family safe. More importantly, the officers of Liberty Corp Liberty Force will never, ever search your home without a Liberty Warrant issued by a Liberty Corp Liberty Judge.
Well, so far we've got about half the Bill of Rights and we've only spent,
$29.98.
Thank you. How much a month for the other amendments, particularly the one about abolishing slavery?
She's a tough customer, isn't she?
Well, actually, Norma, I'm very glad you asked. All of the liberties you refer to are available with our third level Liberty Plan, the Jefferson Package. You get freedom of speech, freedom from self-incrimination, freedom...
How much is it?
Oh, it's yours for just $99.99 a month.
Ouch!
$100?
Plus the other two.
And all Liberty Corp Liberty plans are backed by Liberty Corp's Liberty Warranty. If the rights you select are violated in any way, Liberty Corp will refund the full amount of your premium and give you an additional year's protection absolutely free.
Question for you, Liberty Corp Liberty Man. Since I'm already paying taxes to the government to protect my freedoms, their alleged inability to do so notwithstanding, why should I pay Liberty Corp an extra, little math help please here, dear?
$1,560.
An extra grand and a half a year for the same protections.
Excellent question, Norma. I'm extremely glad you asked. Let me emphasize again that freedom is not free. We at Liberty Corp believe the superior freedom protection on our Liberty plans is worth the additional expense. And just as no one, well, no one with any sense, depends on the government to fund their retirement, why should you expect it to defend all of your liberties? I should also add that there is legislation pending in Congress to make that money you spend on Liberty Corp tax deductible.
Sounds like rich people get a veritable Nordstrom of freedom while the poor get the five and dime plan.
Well, money talks, after all.
Which Liberty Corp Liberty plan is it on?
Who could that be?
Actually, I think I may know.
It's two police officers.
Well, not actually police, Ron, but officers of the Liberty Corp Liberty Force. I asked them to drop by, but I can send them away if you like.
What do you think, honey?
20 minutes are up.
Oh, they'll only be a minute. Only a minute, I promise.
I'm watching the clock.
Great. Allow me, Ron. Good evening, officers. Please come in.
Hello, Mr. Steele.
Hello, and welcome. This is Ron and Norma Tucker.
Hello.
Pleased to meet you.
Hello.
Greetings, officer. I don't see a name on your uniform.
Have you signed up with Liberty Corp, Mrs. Tucker? No, we haven't. I'm sorry. We can only disclose our identities to Liberty Plan customers.
Why ain't they signed up yet, Steele?
I was just getting to that. Ron, Norma, which Liberty Corp Liberty Plan do you feel best suits your needs?
Well, Jer, Mr. Steele, I thought this was just a demonstration.
Do you want the freaking service or not?
We need some time to think about it.
What's the story here, Jerry? Can't even get your freaking brother to join.
What the hell is this? How dare you come into my home and start threatening my brother-in-law?
You weren't so protective of him before. Listen.
Get out of my house. Get out of my house and get a job you're actually suited for, like porn peddler.
Where did you get that?
Off the video we got in the squad car. You shouldn't have shown up so soon, Steele. We might have had some, you know, nice skin-on-skin action.
What?
Get out! Get out right now! I don't know who you are or what your perversion is, but I want you out of my home.
Are you sure you're not interested in any of the excellent Liberty Corp Liberty plans your beloved brother-in-law is offering? No, we're not. Now get out before I call the cops.
Uh-oh.
Not the cops.
Oh, scary, scary.
Scary cops.
Oh, we'd better leave before the cops come and bust us.
Yeah, we better hurry. Oops.
God damn it.
Clumsy, clumsy.
You did that on purpose. I'm really sorry.
I hope it wasn't valuable or nothing.
That's it, assholes. I'm calling the fucking cops.
Gasp.
Oh, horror.
I wouldn't do that, Norma.
Shut up, Jer. Your little Andy Kaufman escapade or whatever this is over.
Libertyville 911. Would you like police, fire, or ambulance?
I need the police.
One moment.
What the hell?
Come on, answer the fucking phone.
Hello? This is the fucking cops. You have reached asshole removal unit. Do you have an asshole you need removed, ma'am?
What the fuck? How did you fuckers do that? Did you fucking rewire our phone or something?
I'll try my cell. Sorry, Mrs. Tucker, but I'm afraid you haven't selected a Liberty Corp Liberty plan that includes profanity protection. I'll let you off with a warning this time, but next time, I'm going to have to place you under arrest for obscenity. Bitch.
Libertyville 911, would you like police, fire, or ambulance?
Police.
One moment.
Holy shit!
I think it's for you.
Hello? This is Jerry Steele. Could I interest you in a Liberty Corp Liberty plan?
We already told you!
Tell him. Go ahead and ask again, Steele.
Listen, would you please purchase a Liberty Corp Liberty plan from me?
You're pathetic, Steele. Can't even get your own family to support you. Losers like you make me sick.
What are you doing?
You're kind of worthless scum. Don't belong at Liberty Corp.
Oh,
stop it.
Leave him alone.
Do that again and I'll call the cops.
You got one last chance, Steele. Now give the nice people your best sales pitch. Go ahead. They are listening.
Which Liberty Corp Liberty plan will best meet your needs?
Well, we'll take the $130 a month plan.
Mr. Steele would like it in cash.
Cash?
I don't think we have that much. Let me see.
Master Steele would gladly accept a check also. Wouldn't you know, Jerry?
Yes.
He'll make it easy for you. Just sign it. The rest can get filled out later.
Here.
I'll take that. Wouldn't want anything to happen to your brother-in-law's money, no.
This is a rough neighborhood, after all. What do you say to the nice people, Jer?
Thank you for joining the growing number of satisfied Liberty Corp Liberty Plan beneficiaries. We believe you have exercised your freedom of choice very, very wisely.
Good job, Steele. But you forgot one thing.
Oh, yeah. And always remember what we say at Liberty Corp. Freedom is not free. Good night.
Pleasure meeting you, folks.
Well, I'll be dropping by real soon to make sure you're safe.
Yeah. We got your back.
How is the rollout of the new 9-cylinder SUV going, Schlichtenstein?
Stupendously, Doctor. The 0% financing is attracting people who couldn't possibly afford a sport utility.
Wunderbar. Is it not impressive how in one single scheme we are annihilating both the personal finances of the unsuspecting public and the Earth's atmosphere for generations to come?
It's your best idea since pop-up advertising, Doctor.
You think so?
Yes, It's even better than the leaf blower, the car alarm, and telemarketing too.
How dare you mention that now?
Ow!
Besides, that was mere child's play compared to this. Before long, Schlittenstein, the climate of the mid-northern latitudes will resemble that of the Amazon, and we will release our army of swamp zombies to subjugate the world. Have you completed the prototype?
Yes. He's right here. As you can see, I made him an exact replica of Trent Lott.
Nice touch, my evil minion.
Oh, by the way, Doctor, your Sierra Club membership renewal came in the mail today.
Oh, excellent. Write them a check for an extra 500. I love organizations that fool the liberals into believing they can save the Earth just by recycling their Evian bottles. While they are off hugging their trees, the planet will be slowly but inexorably succumbing to the devious designs of... From the Nine!
That was another excellent meal, Lena. How many of these so far? Whew. I think my flu or whatever it is that's got hold of me is finally taking control or...
Seven. This will be our seventh and final banquet.
Final?
The weather is changing. I don't expect Augustina to sit here, dressed in Gore-Tex, battling the cold rain and snow, eating roasted lamb and potatoes.
Augustina? But what about me?
You are exquisite tonight, my darling. You are exquisite tonight. Darling, my lissom darling. Radiant. Your skin is... taken that translucent glow of white marble. And I feel the sheen of your new power emanating as would a beacon to lost ships. Already you have found a way to connect with me. Soon, your understanding of the world and who we are will be equal to my own. There's already a glowing crimson knowledge lighting in your eyes that makes them and you... all the more seductive than before. My soul can barely keep its distance from you. I'm vibrating with a nervous energy that I haven't felt for thousands of years. I feel like an adolescent girl finding romance for the first time in life. Each of your movements resonates in me as if you were touching me. I may go mad at the thought of our impending physical lovemaking. For the first time since the 14th century, I feel complete. Your words do not describe it well. Soon we will have no use for them, but for now they will have to be.
I feel complete, Lena. Validated. I feel whole for the first time in my life. A fully realized woman. How is it possible that I lived so long without knowing this feeling? Or knowing about what is present?
We have to teach the body to understand its world, my love. We have to teach it how to ignore the distractions of the universe and focus on the senses that are more intuitive than cerebral. As a human, you could not function on this level, living in the superficial noise of the civilized world, but watching you work during the full moon in your garden, I realized what potential you had to become a greater being. I was attracted to your spirit as I had been to no other, or rather, no other other. Forgive me, my own private joke.
What of him?
He... is all but dead, my love. Do you feel anything for him?
No. I ought, I suppose. But what will become of him? Will he...
No. No, he will die completely. Soon he will be just a memory that time will aid and decay as it will his flesh.
I should feel something. Strangely enough, I feel released.
Once we remove the biological imperative, my love, only spirit will inform and decide how we join and to whom. The flesh will be at the bidding of our deepest spiritual yearnings, instead of the other way around. We are freed from the tyranny of procreation. We swim in the pool of spiritual sex as each moment of our lovemaking, dependent on our souls, reinvents love, reinvents touch as if it had not existed before. Each will be new and exciting as the first. We will have eternity to find each other, and then bathe in each other's liquid silken skin as we make our way through millenniums, becoming as one spirit.
And them? Will they not seek to destroy us?
They don't even really believe in our existence. Besides, with the current rate of violence in the world, we don't even have to invent drama to cover our tracks. I haven't had such open freedom since the Mongols tore through Europe.
My skin tingles. My heart beats so loudly I feel it should wake the neighbors. I can sense their breathing and their blood flow. There are hounds in the city park tonight howling. Beautiful music. There are those I can sense who are satisfying their sex tonight. There are those in bars and lonely apartments whose desperation, whose depression plays with the slow, melancholy undertone of a bass fiddle. There is violence and abuse. They seek to harm and oppress each other. Even now, when many get their rest, I can feel their violence hanging over the city with viral-like oppression. Its permanence is apparent, Lena. I sense they're slow. They simultaneously propagate and diminish their race. They dream of pure love as a myth, Lena, but they don't want to become what is necessary to attain it. I can feel this all running through me tonight. It's so new. I feel so alive. Lena! They long for death, Lena, ultimately. They want the tomb.
Your Shakespeare, remember, said, "What disturbs the blood is but its longing for the grave."
Aren't we obliged to enlighten them?
No.
I'll not have them with us.
No. I'll not endure their pollution. We will purify their world by feeding on the lesser of them, but I won't have them traveling with us.
What is it?
He's dead. I can sense it. I know it. Somehow. I think I see your point. His death, for example, has no meaning, has it? His life has no meaning. He would have interrupted our union with his violent politics and thrown the course of our plans.
Yes, my love, Augustina, yes. So at last, you see the justice.
I suppose it's true. Let's move on. Let us leave this bleak scene. Should we clean up this mess? Do we need any of this?
How perceptive you are, Augustina. How wise. We need nothing here. We have spiritual eternity. No other part of this world is important to us.
I'm tingling at the anticipation of your heavenly touch, Lena. I am soft and open to it. I know how you will feel with me, and yet I am so uncertain of that absolute conviction that I seem to not understand any part of its true meaning. I can feel your lovemaking poetry stretching across the table. Fingers like long, velvet, cold feathers. Yes. Yes. I am truly here and awaiting your deep spiritual caress. Touch me and take me. Take me far from possession. I put my hand in yours. Lover, mentor, soulmate. I put my trust in us, and in the eternity we will sculpt together. Our beautiful dark crimson world that separates us from their noise and death. I want to shed my somnambulism, to be fully awake, to be alive with all of my senses glowing in the sensual recognition of your seeping presence. I'm here.
I'm here, Augustina.
Here.
My love.
Eternally.
Come here. My hand. My heart. My will.
Schlichtenstein.
Air Renegade radio station in Portland, Oregon has been eavesdropping on us and broadcasting our diabolical schemes over the airwaves.
What? Impossible, impossible.
It's true. The Southern Radio Project on KBOO has exposed us to the world. We are finished.
Snap out of it, Schlichtenstein! Snap out of it!
Ew!
We have nothing to fear. Anyone listening will think it's a radio theater piece. Aim the 9-volt at their transmitter. We'll show those community radio rapscallions what happens when they get persnickety with...
Little vermin. Like hell you weren't. No more than picking up the newspaper, right? No more than seeing those horrors in the White House. No more than looking at your pay stub every week. No more than... All right. I'll stop. According to this indecipherable chicken scratch in the vault written by your illiterate, flea-eating relatives, contributors in tonight's program were Heather Andrews, Emily Young, Lisa Hamid, Todd Greblew, Deborah Perry, John Seven. Listen to Radio Theater every Monday from 11 p.m. to midnight here on KBOO. And thank you for listening. No. No, I'm leaving, you foul-smelling moron. You have a candle and your Emily Dickinson set. What more do you want? Toys! Toys out of the question!
Mm-hmm. From childhood's hour, I have not been as others were. I have not seen as others saw. I could not bring my passions from a common spring. From the same source, I have not taken my sorrow. I could not awaken my heart to joy at the same tone. And all I loved alone. Then, in my childhood, in the dawn of a most stormy night, was drawn from every depth of good and evil, the mystery which binds me still. From the torrent or the fountain, from the red cliff of the mountain, from the sun that round me rolled in its autumn tint of gold, from the lightning in the sky as it passed me flying by, from the thunder and the storm and the cloud that took the form when the rest of heaven was blue, of a demon in my view.
Stay tuned for the Tiki Cha Cha Club.
Glad to see you all aboard.
Ole, ole, it's show time.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room,
all the birds sing word and the flowers croon.
In the tiki 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 room.
Welcome to our tropical hideaway, you lucky people, you. If we weren't in the show starting right away, we'd think the Albion too.
All together in the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words
and the flowers croon,
in the tiki 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 room.
Our show is delightful, we hope you'll agree. We hope that it fills you with pleasure and glee. Because if we don't make you feel like that, we're gonna wind up on the lady's hat.
In the tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room.
All the birds sing words and the flowers croon,
in the tiki 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 room.
A little louder.
Tiki 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 room, in the tiki 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 room. All the birds sing words and the flowers croon, in the tiki 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 room.
Taking you to faraway places and bringing them home to you.